Those casualties in Iraq are helping to bring down the president's job approval ratings here at home. Specifically, approval ratings for the president's handling of the war have sunk to an all-time low of 34%, according to the most recent Newsweek poll. How might this affect the president's ability to push his agenda through Congress? Will it add to calls for a specific timetable for troop withdrawals? And will the president's drop in the ratings drag down the party in midterm elections? For thoughts on those issues, we turn to E.J. Dionne, a columnist for The Washington Post and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, and Todd Lindbergh, editor and policy review and research fellow at the Hoover Institution. He joins us from Stanford University in California. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Polls show a majority of Americans still see President Bush as likable and a strong leader, but as far as his handling of Iraq goes, this has been the summer of discontent. EJ, what does this mean for the president and his political agenda?
Well, I think there are a number of things. I mean, when you hear Secretary Rumsfeld say that they're worried about Iranians giving help in Iraq to our enemies. I mean, did we fight this war to make Iraq safe for Iran? I think Americans have a lot of questions about where this policy leads. And I think, and I've talked to Republicans about this, who are very uneasy that the president really hasn't made a case for the war. One Republican pollster I spoke with said that when Americans are being asked for sacrifices, you have to tell them why. This pollster said, we're not defining this so people understand what the sacrifices are for. This war was never broadly popular. Americans were willing to fight it because Saddam was a bad guy. But when things go bad, the president has an obligation and a need to make the case for it all over again. And he hasn't been doing that. And I think that's part of his problem.
Well, Todd, the president says he doesn't pay attention to polls, and he says he'll stay the course and complete the job in Iraq. Complete the job, Todd. What do you think that means? And could sinking approval ratings prompt the White House to somehow change its course?
Well, I would be pretty surprised because for President Bush, vindication for having gone to war in the first place at this point depends really on the outcome of this constitutional process that's underway in Iraq now. I think the election in January is a very positive sign. It demonstrated that, contrary to what some had argued, there really was a willingness on the part of most Iraqis to be interested in promoting and in pushing for a democracy in their own country. Obviously, there are some people there who do not share that view, and they're very dangerous. But that was an important step. This constitution writing now underway is another important step. In October, a referendum on the constitution. In December, additional elections. This is what all of the Iraq policy comes down to. And so Bush has learned over the years to deal with declines in job approval descriptions, etc. I think what the record most indicates is that he is extraordinarily persistent. And on this one, which is, of course, the marquee of the Bush administration, this Iraq policy, I think he will stick to what he thinks is right.
I'd like to get your thoughts, both of you, actually, on a congressional race in Ohio that was widely viewed as a referendum on the public's view of the war. It pitted an Iraq war veteran against a Republican in a heavily Republican district, and yet the Republican candidate barely squeaked out a victory. Yes or no, EJ, is this a sign of things to come?
I think it's something very disturbing for the Republicans. The previous Republican got 70% in the district. The president got 64% in the district. The Republican candidate got 52% in the district. Most smart Republicans are very worried about this. Was it a referendum on Iraq? In part, it was. But there were also other issues there. The Republican nominee was a strong social conservative, and I think there is still a hangover from the Terry Schiavo fight, also the stem cell issue the president endorsed, intelligent design. There's a lot of stuff happening defining the president and his party as being allied with the social issue right, and the Democrats played on economic issues as well. Ohio is a tough state for Republicans right now, even if the president carried it.
Well, Todd, I'm not going to ask you for a yes or no question on this one. I'll just ask for a quick answer. Is this a political bellwether for the GOP?
I doubt it. It's a special election. The turnout is low. Democrats turned out. Republicans didn't. I think if you go back and look at some of the 2002 results of congressional elections in open seats, you'll see that those elections are a lot closer. Does that mean the Republicans should pay attention to it? Sure, because, I mean, if Republicans concluded going into 2006 that they were going to coast to a glorious victory, they'd be cruising for a mighty defeat.
The president has been trying to focus on some of the good news regarding the economy, and I'd like to play a clip of the president today at his ranch in Crawford, Texas.
The economy of the United States is strong, and the foundation for sustained growth is in place.
Now, the president does have something to crow about where the economy is concerned. Lots of jobs are being created, 200,000 last month. Todd, so why does he have to sell this to the public?
Well, in the first place, I think, you know, having spent a significant part of his political capital over the first months of the year talking about Social Security and its long-term problems and so forth, you know, that's kind of a negative message. And to the extent that that interferes with people's perception of how the economy is going, yeah, I mean, he should step up and sell it. He should also sell it as the achievement of his policies, regardless of whether or not you would attain 100% consensus among economists to that effect. And I say that only by way of indicating that you certainly would not. You know, this is politics, and he took some pretty bold steps, and the deficit is declining thanks to the robustness of the economy, certainly not on account of any spending restraint being enforced by Congress or the administration. And the overall salience of the economics issue is the economy issue is declining. It's in a way now the dog that isn't barking.
EJ, do Americans weigh their views on Iraq against the balance in their checkbook? Could the good news on the economy provide the antidote to President Bush for his sinking approval ratings?
That's what he is hoping for. I think Todd is right. The president spent so much time talking about the Social Security problem that he was talking down his own economy. I think the problem is that this economy is erratic. There are some places doing very well. There are other Americans who feel very uneasy. You saw the close split on the CAFTA vote, on the free trade vote with Central America. And I think that reflected the fact that some Americans are doing very well. A lot of Americans are uneasy. And because so many Americans are uneasy, the president has a lot of selling to do. And I think it's a belated effort on his part to try to resell this economy.
Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
E.J. Dionne is a columnist with The Washington Post and senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Todd Lindbergh is editor of Policy Review and a research fellow at the Hoover Institution.